was little golf, you get the blame. You pay a dollar a year in insurance, I'm gonna pay it anyway.
So I don't know, we're probably gonna be getting a hole in one for 2 or 3 months.
I don't have a client, except for the person, I felt like I could get out of that town. Had a hole in one, they had a reporter there that took a picture of it. My picture was a picture of it.
You got to. Well, getting on to the, let's get on to the, that's beyond me. What's the situation in regard to, is he still looking at it?
No, well, I spent an hour with him last Tuesday in my office, his doctor suggested he go down to Florida. I guess it seems to be last week. He really wants to go back to work himself, but I think they're urging him to take it easy.
I had heard that they didn't want me to see him for 2 weeks, my president. That's what we're talking about.
I seem great, but I saw I really fucked him, of course. He had a completely uneventful recovery, you know, had nothing ready, never smoked.
I know.
He had no bad habits, so,
he was no bad habits, not here.
That's why I told him, I said, you can see what you get for doing, I seem good to be mad.
That's Paul Getty, I told you, he was 80 years of age. He's got $3 billion, which is like,
yeah, that's great, that $3 billion, the 80 and that.
Be able to do the other things.
About 85 year old, the doctor, they said, we gotta cut out your drinking, your smoking, your carousing. I said, doc, if I know that, I'll live this long, I'd take a better care of myself. Well, Mr. President,
what do you feel about it?
Well, I've just racked my mind, John and I talked about it several times.
You know, John mentioned you, of course.
Well?
John, at least, what he expressed to the president. I have there always made me mind.
Well, my version of John mentioned to you is that there are some reasons to not reappoint at the food he got better. And when I talked to John about, you know, the negative aspects of PAP, I said to him, I'd like to say to you, that if I may, that some of those negatives really get fuzzy. Because one concern you might have would be what happens to him on a Senate investigation up there, you know, or a Senate hearing. Let's say the Watergate situation. He has a story to tell. Which really not only would affect his confirmation, Mr. President, but it could also, once and for all, put forward a very good quote from the standpoint of the administration. That is one of the most unusual, bizarre situations we've ever had politically. What was done and how it was done was a remarkable situation. You can't say it, I can't, but as a Senate confirmation, I get into it.
Of course, they can clear it out. They can hear it either way, I suppose. I mean, they can call it.
But they can do that. You know, if you send somebody else up, they can call it back.
And they can buy a message to do it in there and give it back. But it's a little because of the cool and
energy. And I think if you're going to have a Watergate hearing, then you better have it for this confirmation. If not, that might be. The other point, negatively, I understand, which I appreciate, is could be as much to say that so it's going to be close to you, but therefore could be a pair of deputies, FBI director. It seems to me that what you did in the Watergate case decades back, and that reduces that down to 20 years. Secondly, I think you ought to have somebody in the FBI who's politically mostly
much true.
You don't want some great man over there who doesn't give a shit about you or anybody else. If there is a hope that he would be continued on after the next 4 years, I think that would be realistic if we get elected Republican. If Teddy Kennedy is the next president of the United States, he'd get better than the president of the United States. And there isn't anybody that seems to me that you can send over there that any Democrat, any liberal Democrat, could keep it in the FBI. without, I just really have to humble the table that you understand. I get along fine with it. Take that as a sign that even when I'm not in government, I know that I'll always be available to, you know, to go to Pat Gray, go to his office, say, look, God damn it, you know, this and that, you know. But he is a fellow who you can talk to. Just segregate himself and all his responsibilities again. He pitches, so he's a very close friend.
Thank you. percent. You know, you run the government a lot there.
But if you take, I would say, runs that judiciary board, you know, and do it as a fourth test. I believe I have not talked to the senator. I didn't want to do that.
Yeah.
But you take that committee, the big majority of what you behind the other way of, you know, it's not about to a jerk to the people who do it. Now, if you showed up to somebody that the committee was divided on, or might tilt the other way sympathetically, then you really have a problem. If you're talking about 9, 10, or 12 versus 3, as compared to many of the 7, 8 situations, well, if you think you have a problem with abortion, and if you have the issue of committee over what I'm going to do, I'm not going to. Fairly fine, able to get back here. late, because we got sick over there, and, you know, well, there all kinds of reasons.
Well, you know, he wasn't very late, he was sort of charged, you know, but I, the John did, it must have been pretty wearing on the car, but I didn't know she was that sick. On narcotics, I'm gonna ask, you feel that we are to reorganize, I agree.
There has to be a substantial reorganization of whole federal government, or allocation of resources, on this final area. You go to France, where I was, they have 4,000 addicts, 50 million people, we have 500,000. We have nearly an epidemic in this country.
We're worse than the French. Worst in Japanese,
in English, in Spanish, and other countries. We've done a pretty good job over the 4 years, but we can do better regularly. It seems to me that several people ought to get together on a very intensive basis to have familiarity with different aspects of the problem, sit down, and just see what can be done in this regard to restructure and reuse.
Well, I'll tell you what I know we got Ash pretty organized. And I'm going to do a first assignment, the whole mess, the whole ball of wax. And we're going to come up with a recommendation regarding one of the organization plan coming from outside, rather than something from one of the departments. We can't do one of the departments. An ag, a new man from outside will not be considered to be biased any way or another. He's damn good. And we don't approach him very well. And so we'll have him, I'd like to cooperate with him. He'll take a lot of your time. Because
I've spent all my time with him.
Days and days. But on the other thing, the great thing about it is just that.
We have a study that's thick for him, you know, there's 42 agencies or divisions or departments in our government. We're sitting around with narcotics, we have it all worked out.
Well, I thought we had it all worked out. I thought we'd done that already. I thought we'd reorganized some of this stuff. We have. Has Ash got enough to spend?
Oh, he's got the whole organization working out.
Right.
Probably not the elder. He was very familiar with his general area.
We could probably
get right into it and get an education.
Well, but that is the main thing is to tell Ash that I talked to Dick about it. You should start there. I would just put justice in.
Because if we're going to do it while I'm there, you know,
I never got to the ropes
and get out and the new guy.
You get you start with him, and then he gets in and goes right around the wheel. And then we sit this damn thing done. But that's one thing we pledged to do there because we haven't done it. Very proud of our commentary mind, next to
you.
Do you have ideas about what to do?
No ideas.
Others,
but I'm not stopping them. There are suggestions that I'd like to make.
Good.
I think the Border Patrol and INS probably ought to be put over the customs. Now, the customs ought to get out of the investigation. We're the only country in the world where if a customs man runs into what he's
trying to do, customs
the where they think they have a law violation, they investigate themselves. Every other country turns it over to the police. You know, the Royal Canadian Mounted Police or the FBI or Scotland Yard. I think that the investigators of BNED,
that's the customs.
Yeah, they might be under the Federal Bureau of Investigation, the FBI. You know, they have a resource.
We were never used to want to have that.
He didn't want anything. It was troublesome. You know, that might
be bad.
He didn't want anything. He wanted to arrest people for stealing automobiles.
Or
kidnapping. Yeah, kidnapping. That's really what you want organized crime or drugs or
how
fast, you know?
Or campus riots.
Yeah, nothing like that.
You know, as much as we respect you and love him, the last 10 years that
you want to stay away from controversy
wasn't the man for it, you know, about here for the last 10 years.
Don't you agree?
have an identity for us, that's in our history, but there's not a lot of it. I think you may be one, may not be. But he says you can call them black, or you can call them Afro-American, or you can call them Negro, he said. But whatever the color is, he said, basically, the rose under a good name is smelling too sweet. Anyway, I don't know what it was, but it certainly the Washington Post was doing that. And that's not.
You know, some of them
had to turn on TV for that game Sunday, you know. They got the damn thing sold out. There's a playoff game.
Yeah.
I think that's terrible. I think I might call up and say they don't put on TV on Super Bowl.
Good.
I'm all for it. I've said that several times.
Well, you want me to do it?
Sure.
I can scare you out of it.
Yeah. Oh, but I think the playoff games should all be on.
Do I have your permission to do that?
I'll do it.
Thanks, okay. Yeah.
Well, it's a hard thing.
You make a deal around here, you know. With
and as a matter of fact, and let's also remember this, that would kick Edward Van Quint in the ass.
Is it what?
He's the owner about that.
It is.
Just say yes, the game should be on TV.
I think I'm going to call up my friend, Edward Van Quint. He's going to get them good. I'm going to call him to court. I'm going to spend the trade.
Okay.
Good. You all right?
Good.
Okay, sir.
That's the phone. But you ought to tell the result to it so it should be a national policy. All of them, he's a farmer, FBI guy. Then I love the enemies all over the country here. I see their constant point, but for a playoff game, should be available to everybody. They're all sold out. Now, they only paid a playoff game that wasn't sold out was the first Super Bowl. You know, which was so screwed up that everybody got the idea that it would be impossible to get there to beat them by. But every goddamn playoff game was sold out. Pro football has become such a thing that they even sold out the goddamn game. Some of them had something like 61 bucks after a couple of places where they had it. And in Denver, 32,000. No, Bush in St. Louis, Chicago, they lost the last game there. There wasn't a seat, an empty seat out here Sunday. It was like 15 degrees.
Did you go?
Yeah.
Was that out there?
I had a chance to see a game all year.
You said take it last year.
You saw the Redskins at the next play work.
They looked like a high school team. They were just terrible.
Gilmer had no imagination.
Nobody was trying. Yeah. Well, just no effort.
They were saving
did
themselves.
Did you see it? Was it on?
No, it wasn't on television.
Oh.
They were saving themselves without it.
Well, not a good idea. It's very interesting you both Dallas got to help you out.
Yeah.
The Giants were a good team.
Yeah, but Dallas wasn't a pretty good team either.
Did you see that?
I saw this little devil when I got home.
What did it look like?
It looked kind of like the game I just got from, where one team was really all out and the other one was just
kind of at the end. It was so smart. Can you let us head out there on that cold weather on Sunday?
George Allen has been after me all year long to come watch his team play. I finally was able to get out.
Pour on, Williams, and do it publicly. Okay. But say you've met with the president. And that's for I feel this way about it anyway. Bad policy. And I've asked you to investigate this matter. Why don't you do it?
Well, I screw it out. If I should have first, I'll call him up and tell my
dad. No,
what you want to do?
No, you know, I don't. Listen, get the whole country riled up. That's my point. Why didn't they go to Washington?
Playoffs.
They're limited to the playoffs.
You should say this.
But the president said this. This is very important to the president.
You should call Keith Roosevelt and say that if you're going to make this statement, if you're going to I believe that the National Football League should announce to the TV that all playoffs should be carried on television. Period.
Okay.
All the playoffs should be carried. And then you call this local son of a bitch and say that you are going to say, look, Bennett, we've done this with Rodell, and here's have a case. You're going to bring, can you bring me these?
Oh, yeah, I can go to court. Anyway. I might have a
letter. Where folks, you bring it. I don't care about winning it. What is it? Where do you bring the case?
Oh, you take it to the federal district court here.
All right, take it to the district court. Ask for an injunction or something.
Yeah.
All right, get busy with your lawyers and they'll think that's what we talked about. No, but you can also say we talked about narcotics.
Okay.
Routine. No, seriously, though, I feel this way. I didn't know anything to be done. But why not? I raised hell with the networks on the rerun problem. Standing up for the Hollywood people. Now let's speak up for the folks. The folks should be able to see the goddamn games on the television. The playoff game.
Don't you agree, Sam?
Playoffs. Yeah. All playoff games should be available. with the nation. Fair enough?
Yes, sir.
Now, and you might say this, you might also point out, and I'll say, listen, just so you understand, too, Bennett, he says the president is not speaking for himself in this instance, because he's going to be in Florida. He's going to be watching the game in Florida. He's going to be carried there. But he's speaking for all the people in Washington that didn't vote for him. Put it right that way.
Okay.
Merry Christmas to you, sir.
I'll talk with my old friend, Ed Gray. You know what I mean? I love him. I don't want a guy to get crucified. Let me tell you this.
I'm not here.
Let me say a word,
Ben Gray.
Let me say
a word on that. Jake Planning. Planning is very much wanting to be the Deputy Secretary of Treasury, and he's superbly qualified for it. And I could send Planning is as clean as he can be. If Planning is the case for that job, they tear the shit out of him.
Tear him apart.
Tear him apart. You know what I mean? They go all over. They do the ITT. None of that oil thing, remember? And all of your friends and friends. So I can't do it. Now, in Pat Gray's case, I've got to examine this. I think that's Mitchell's concern. That's my guess. But I haven't talked to Mitchell before, and I wasn't always worried about that. Now, on the other hand, you can say, well, they're going to tear him up anyway.
I don't think John is that much concerned about it.
Well, John may be concerned about the Watergate thing. And he should be, because, you know, it's in the committee. See, the Watergate thing is not in the White House. We have to tell you things we've done wrong. We didn't do Watergate.
But the goddamn Watergate was in the committee.
You know it was. And it was very deep. Very bad.
Well, you know, Fanny, I'm in an executive session of that committee.
I think that would turn off young Kennedy and Kennedy and Biden, the rest of them, they've had no fight for us.
That's a problem.
I'm just running out of here right now. This is the first design that I had. It's been fun.
Martin, are you over here? Martin,
are you over here? Shop.
You're over to another shop.
Yeah.
Carl, right?
Yeah.
But Carl Rosello, of
course. Yeah, was
Steve Rosello.
I'm a crusader.
Yeah. Steve Rosello.
I've had a president.
He said he didn't want to, but he just wants you to know that first he believes that he, Rosello, on a cable, gets this rule established at least by the president. That you're saying that. And second, you're going to call that for him. You're indicating what legal action can be done on behalf of Washington.
If they have any legal action, that's what I'll say.